te le rends mot. Alana, what song? That's mighty good, brother Todd. I appreciate that. Take your Bible and turn with me this morning to the book of Ezekiel. You'll find Psalms right in the middle of your Bible. Just keep going to the right. We'll run up on Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter number 16. Y'all doing all right this morning? Say amen. I hadn't been able to preach the last couple of weeks like I normally would because of my voice, so cut the singing a little bit short this morning. You've had at least two specials, but I think we'll just preach a lot. Amen. You know, there's a lot of folks love to sing but don't like to preach it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
He didn't say it was by the singing.
Amen.
The minister said he said it by the preaching of the word.
Amen.
So it's preaching time. Thank you, Brother Todd. I appreciate it. Ezekiel chapter number 16. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Ezekiel chapter number 16. I'm going to begin reading verse number 1 and probably read several verses this morning. And I want you to listen to this, and then I'm going to give you the context of what's going on. The Lord is speaking to the prophet Ezekiel. And in verse number 1, the Bible said again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, cause Jerusalem to know her abomination. And say, thus saith the Lord God unto Jerusalem, thy birth and thy nativity is of the land of Canaan. Thy father was an Amorite, and thy mother a Hittite. And as for thy nativity, in the day thou wast born, thy navel was not cut, neither wast thou washed in water to supple thee. Thou wast not salted at all, nor swaddled at all. None I pitied thee to do any of these things unto thee, to have compassion upon thee. But thou wast cast out in the open field to the loathing of thy person in the day that thou wast born. In verse number 6, we got a little change of direction. He said, and when I passed by thee, I'm going to say that again. And when I passed by thee and saw thee polluted in thine own blood, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live.
Yes, sir.
Yea, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live.
Amen.
Well, they're supposed today at least to learn how to live.
Amen.
He said, I caused thee to multiply as the bud of the field, when thou hast increased and waxen great, and thou art come to excellent ornaments, thy breasts are fashioned, and thine hair is grown, whereas thou wast naked and bare. Here he says it again, now, when I passed by thee and looked upon thee, behold, thy time was the time of love. And I spread my skirt over thee and covered thy nakedness. Yea, I swear unto thee and entered into a covenant with thee, saith the Lord God, and thou, underline these next two words, and thou becamest mine.
Amen.
Then washed I thee with water.
Yeah.
Yea, I thoroughly washed away thy blood from thee, and I anointed thee with oil. I clothed thee also with broidered work, and shod thee with badger skins, and I girded thee about with fine linen, and I covered thee with silk. I decked thee also with ornaments, and I put bracelets upon thy hands and a chain on thy neck. And I put a jewel on thy forehead, and earrings in thine ears, and a beautiful crown upon thine head. Thus wast thou decked with gold and silver, and thy raiment was of fine linen and silk and broidered work, and thou didst eat fine flour and honey and oil, and thou wast exceeding beautiful, and thou didst prosper into a kingdom.
Amen.
What an amazing story.
Amen.
I've read it over and over and over, and it's become one of my favorite over the years. The Lord is dealing with the city, or the people, if you will, of Jerusalem. And what the Lord does, He takes a picture of something that they could understand to explain to them something evidently they did not understand. And that's how the Lord always does. He always says, when you see this, it's like that. Does that make sense? He'll give you an illustration. The nation of Israel has once again turned their back on God and turned again to idolatry. You know what idolatry is? That's putting anything before God.
Right.
Somebody would sit here this morning, Brother Charles, and say, well, I don't have idols. I bet you do.
That's right.
I bet you do. You can make an idol out of anything. A bass boat.
Yes.
A camper, Brother Walker. He walked in the door this morning and said, I got me an RV. You know, I'm preaching to you, didn't you? But you can make a God out of anything.
That's right.
Amen.
You can make a God out of people.
Yes.
So Jerusalem has turned again to their idols, and they turned their back on God. Does it ever amaze you that after what God has done for us but for the blood, I'd still be perishing? After all God has done for us, how soon we forget His goodness and His grace and turn back to what we were before. God's reminded them of how good He's been to them. Every now and then, somebody can get saved in the service this morning, ain't no doubt about it. And I'm trying to remind you of where you were when He found you. Some Christians get a little bit high-minded and a little bit haughty.
Yes.
They get the big nose stuck up in the air.
Yes.
Some churches, if it rained, have the congregation and drain them.
Crunch it.
Well, look at me like I don't get it. They got their nose stuck up so far in the air. Think they're a little bit better than everybody else. Well, I got good news for you. You're better than nobody here. Somebody wrote a song one time and said the ground is level at Calvary. It's no big eyes and no little U's.
Amen.
God's reminding them of just how good He's been to them. Every now and then we need to remember just how good God has been to us. And the Lord draws this picture. He tells the preacher, Ezekiel. He said, I'm going to give you your message for tomorrow. Every week I lay on my face and I say, God, yeah, you need to give me what I need to give to our people. And that's what Ezekiel does. And God shows up and says, Ezekiel, this is what y'all want you to tell. Tell them they were just like this little baby when I found them.
Yes.
They were just like this little baby. They were unloved.
Yes.
They were unwanted.
Yes.
Yes. They were unworthy.
Yes. Amen.
When I came by,
yes.
When I passed by,
yes.
They were in this condition.
Yes.
When I came by, this is what I saw and this is what I found. He gives you in the story, Brother Charles, a before and after picture.
Yeah.
You ever watch those commercials of Weight Watchers and going to make $1 million? Convince somebody, guarantee somebody they'll lose weight. You make $1 million. Every other commercial is about weight loss. Ain't got one about gaining, I don't know. Guess there's not many people with my problem. Amen.
Amen.
But they always show the before. Well, amen, out of Brother Jack. They always show the before and the after. It's kind of like that, remember that show, the makeover show, where you see that show, The Biggest Loser, where they come in, they weigh 750 pounds, they're about to die, they got diabetes, and I mean, they're in bad, bad, bad shape, and then they show them at the end of the show, and they do the reveal, and they'll show this is what they were, and this is what they are now. God said to all Israel, Jerusalem, this was what you are. This is what you were. You were a naked, bloody, unwashed, unwanted, unloved, and unworthy baby when I found you. But when He leaves off, they're a kingdom.
Yeah.
Woo! Kingdom. on the verge of death, but he passed by and blessed us.
Amen.
And made something out of it. If you're anything this morning, it's because God has made something out of it.
Amen.
Somebody said, I'm a good dad. If you are, it's by the grace of God.
Amen.
I think I'm a good mom. If you are, it's by the grace of God.
Amen.
Some of us, it's by the grace of God we even got to be a dad.
Amen.
I qualified as a convict. How about you?
Amen.
Till Jesus passed by and saw me in my mess. I'm going to get the message this morning. I'm getting a little bit excited. Because I remember where I was. And I remember what I was. And I remember the shape that I was in when he passed by.
Amen.
Well, he reminds them. In this story, we see a marvelous picture of God's grace.
Amen.
Grace, grace. God's grace. The greatest thing I've ever experienced in my life is the grace of God.
Amen.
Grace is getting that which you did not earn or deserve. Thank God for his grace. And he shows the nation of Israel, or the city of Jerusalem, just how gracious he's been. I want you to think about it before I get to the message this morning. How gracious has God been with you?
Yes.
Praise God.
I'm talking to those of you who are saved. You're on your way to heaven when you die.
Amen.
I've got to admit, I've committed a lot of sins since I got saved.
Amen.
Are you listening?
Yes.
Some of you have the testimony. You've been in church all your life and you were saved at a very young age. Think about this. The majority of the sin you've committed in your lifetime has been since the Lord passed by and delivered you.
Yes.
We ask you again, how gracious has he been?
Amen.
How many times has he forgiven you of the same sin?
Yeah.
You got to understand, this is not the first time he had to deal with these people. He loved these people.
Amen.
They were his chosen people. He cared for these
Amen.
People. But yet they were people.
Yes.
Amen.
Y'all all right?
Amen.
What people are? They're flawed. They're messed up. We carry a curse in this flesh. I don't care how saved you are.
Right.
The Bible said a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again.
That's right.
I'm glad he didn't say a just man falleth one time.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I've stumbled over and over and over and over. I've never fell out of grace.
Amen.
Because I ain't on grace, I'm in grace.
That's right.
Are you listening? I've never lost my salvation. Well, I sure have let God down.
Amen.
And he hadn't dealt with me, the Bible said, according to my transgression.
Amen. Yes.
Aren't you glad? I'm going to ask you again. How gracious has he been with you?
Amen.
Love that song, Brother Todd, and sing. He picks me up and wipes off my sin and puts me on my feet.
Amen.
Thank God for his grace. It was his grace that saved us to begin with. It was his grace that saved us to begin with. I needed grace for salvation. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
I did not deserve salvation. I didn't get saved because I came from the right family. I didn't get saved because I had the right pedigree or background. I didn't get saved because of the neighborhood I lived in, the kind of car that we drove, or the amount of money my mother gave to the church. I didn't get saved because of the good works that I've done. I got saved by the grace of God.
Amen.
But grace does not end at salvation. I've needed his grace, Brother Jesse, every single day. We are saved by his grace. For by grace are you saved. Through faith and not of yourself. It is a gift of God. Lest any man should boast. We are saved by his grace. Hallelujah. But not only that, we are kept by his grace. We are kept by his grace. You ever heard of somebody disowning a family member?
Yeah.
You know you can't really do that?
Yeah. That's right.
You might do it in word and in action, but you can't do that. DNA is DNA.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Y'all all right?
Yes.
If it's your kid, it's your kid.
Yes.
If it's your daddy, it's your daddy.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. I am kept by his grace. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 5, the Bible said, who are kept by the power of God through faith.
Amen.
His grace is the grace that saved us. It's the grace that has kept us. But his grace is what helps us every single day.
Right. Amen.
Every single day. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 9, the Lord told Paul that his grace was sufficient for him. I just want to take a second this morning to say thank God for grace.
Amen.
Thank God for your grace. We ought to thank him daily for his grace and for his mercy. I'm glad his mercy, the Bible said, is everlasting. I'm glad it never runs out. Hey, as a parent, as a friend, as a co-worker, as a student in school, you might get somewhere with somebody where you say, that's it, I've had
it. Yeah.
Glad God never did that with Israel, and he's never done that with me.
Amen.
It's just been grace upon grace upon grace upon grace. And I'm not giving you an excuse to sin. If you're saved, you ought to do right.
Amen.
Any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. You ought to do right. There ought to be something different about you. But listen, as hard as you try, you're still going to fail.
Amen.
When we fail, we need his grace.
Amen.
Are we okay this morning?
Amen.
You say, preacher, you're preaching to the choir. Well, you need to be reminded.
Amen.
Of where you was.
Amen.
People, gotta be careful right here. People go out and live like dogs. Maybe that's a little bluff.
Yes.
All week long.
Yes.
Then come to church on Sunday with the King James Bible stuck up under their arm. And here I am. Bless me. We're living in a day the popularity is redneck church.
Yeah.
Trucks in the parking lot with beer cans rolling around in the back of them.
Yeah.
You say, oh, not here. Yeah, here.
Yeah.
Well, got quiet.
Yeah.
We're not having an aluminum drive. Are y'all okay? I thought y'all saved. Y'all's excited about it. Y'all know why we're singing. We ain't singing now. We're preaching. We need to be reminded. God says, I need to remind you of where you were then and where you are now. You're here because of my grace. You're here because of my mercy. I could have left you on the bar stool. I could have left you in the midst of a divorce. I could have left you with the thoughts and the temptation of suicide. I could have left you in the mess that you were in. But I passed by. And he reminds these people of how he found them. By the way, he finds us all the very same.
Amen.
So I have you know I come from a good family. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But your family's more different than mine.
Amen.
That's right.
Are you listening? We are. He found us in our wretched condition.
Amen.
And y'all forgive me for using this analogy, but as I read those first five verses, Brother Freddy, I couldn't help but think about an abortion. Somebody took a baby that God created.
I remember
when my babies were born, I got to cut them in umbilical cords and all that good stuff, and then got to help clean them up after, you know. Somebody took something that precious and just threw it out in the field. They didn't want it. Sarah way of doing away with it. And God said, Jerusalem, when I found you, you were like this baby in a wretched condition.
That's right.
God found you. You may not realize it, but you, like the city of Jerusalem, were in a wretched condition.
Right.
Look at verse number. I can't read my own note. verse number 4. Verse number 4, he said, "And as for thy nativity in the day thou wast born, thy navel was not cut, neither wast thou washed in water to supple thee. Thou wast not salt at all, nor swaddled at all. We were unclean."
Amen.
We were unclean. The first thing they do, I guess many of you dads has been there. I know you moms have. In the delivery room. First thing they do when that baby's born is clean. That's the first thing they do, Brother Brett. They cut that cord and they clean that baby up. You know, I know, after birth. I mean, you first see that baby, daddies, can I get a witness? Maybe you're scared to say amen, but when you first see it, it's like, ugh. I'm looking for that baby on the Pampers commercial. This ain't what I sign up for. Are you listening? First thing they do is clean that baby up. Listen, we are all unclean. God said you're just like that baby when I found you. You had never even been cleaned up. The Bible said for all has sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible said all our righteousness is as filthy rag. Hey, there is none good. No, not one. He said, how dare you? But that ain't me. That's the word of God.
Amen.
That's the Bible. He found him, Brother Charles, that baby. It was unclean. Wasn't just unclean, but it was uncared for. It was uncared for. You ever walk around town or Walmart and wonder why God gave some people children? Not the only one that does that. You get to listen to some of the prayer requests from some of our bus kids. Yeah, help me preach, bud. You get to listen to some of these prayer requests, some of these bus kids, and you wonder, God, why did you give them kids? They don't give a flip about it. They don't care if their child grows up in church. We're a free babysitter for a little while on Sunday. We're uncared for.
Amen.
Nobody took care of him. David felt much that way in Psalms when he said, "No man cared for my soul." Listen, they were unclean. We were unclean.
Yeah.
Talking about our wretched condition. We were unclean. We were uncared for. Not only that, it's unwanted. Not only were we just uncared for, we wouldn't even want it. In our wretched condition, we were unclothed. We were unclothed, naked before God. Hebrews chapter number 4. The Bible said, "Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him whom we have to do, with whom we have to do."
Amen.
We were unclean. We were uncared for. We were unclothed. I like this. We were unclean.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
We were unclean.
Yeah.
We were here. And nobody came to claim us.
Amen. That's right.
Do you know a lot of times women, my wife works on the, what do you call it, the OB floor at the hospital where the babies are born. And a lot of times the mothers will come in and have a baby. They'll leave. And I'll take the baby with them. It's sad.
Yeah.
Sometimes they'll have a baby and they don't even want to see it. You know why they don't want to see it? They see it, they'll love it. They see it, they'll want it. They just say, "Take it away." They go out and don't look at it. You know what? That's how God is dealing with these people. Because at that birth, nothing proved to see.
Amen.
Nothing but a mess.
Yes.
I don't know about you, but that's where I was.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
If you're saved, that's where you was too.
Yes.
If you're not saved, that's where you are.
Amen.
Our wretched condition. We see His grace so marvelously manifest. Unclean, uncared for, unclothed, unclean. and our situation unchangeable. That little baby laying in that field, now he's trying to explain to Jerusalem the shape they were in. That baby was helpless.
Oh, yeah.
That baby was helpless. I don't want to get off point here, but we're living in a day when they give more attention to a starving dog than they do one of their children. I'm so sick of them commercials with crying dogs. Anorexic kittens. And I'm not making fun of Fifi and Fufu. Are you listening to me? Why don't they have a commercial about babies that nobody wants and nobody cares for, who are helpless and cannot change? Let me tell you something. That pit bull get off that chain, he can catch a rabbit. Go through a garbage can, eat a rat, and do something. That baby is totally without hope. No way it can help itself. We got a church full of babies. Y'all know, if you didn't take care of them, they'd die. If you just brought them home, laid them in the crib, gave them their diapers, gave them their formula, and said, call me when you walk. They're helpless. And that's where I was, Brother Chalk. I tried. I tried to do right. I tried to clean up. I tried to turn over that proverbial leaf. But when I turned that leaf over, you know what I found, Brother Jesse? It was dirty on both sides. They wasn't just sin on top, they was sin on the bottom. Every which way I turned, every direction I went, I just got deeper and deeper and deeper. God said, when I failed you, that's the shape you were in. I'm preaching to somebody this morning. Somebody's in that shape right now. Ooh. Our wretched condition. But I want you to look at his wonderful compassion.
Amen.
His wonderful compassion. I'm glad we serve a God who has compassion on our condition. Are you listening? I'm telling you, it's a gift. It's a gift to work in a nursing home. Be a nurse in a hospital. My wife comes home and I won't even go into some of this stuff and tells me stuff she has to do at work. And I'm like, don't. Tell me you had a good day or a bad day. I don't want details. Tell me about the pretty little baby that was born and the sweet little mama and the daddy and the grandparents. Tell me about them. Don't tell me all this gross stuff. You know what that takes? That takes compassion.
Amen.
Brother Jason comes to me after church and says, preacher, I've got a dirty diaper. Thanks for the info, but you don't know. Okay. His compassion. I'm glad his compassion There is a statement in verse number 6 that I cannot get by. I thought about leaving it out because I don't know if I'll ever get past this thought. In verse number 6, look at this statement. He said, now when I pass by thee. When I pass by thee. He didn't stop there. He said, and looked upon thee. Y'all remember the story of the good Samaritan, where the guy had been taken by thieves and was laying in the ditch on the side of the road, and the good religious crowd came by and went, Jesus said, when I passed by and looked on thee, and he said, I come by where you was and saw you where, oh, somebody over here, I'm glad one day Jesus passed by my way. He came where I was. I didn't come crawling to him. He came to me, but I could not come to where he was. He came to me, thank God. He passed by, and I believe he's already passed by here this morning. He's come where you were and saw you.
Amen.
You can put on a show.
Yes. Yes. Come on.
You can fake it.
Yes.
But you can't hide what you are from Him. The Bible said, man looketh on the outward part, but God looketh on the heart.
Amen.
You'll fool me. You might fool your parents.
Right.
You might fool your wife.
Yeah.
Might fool your husband. You'll fool God.
Yeah.
I wonder how many times we sit here so pious, and God looks at us and says, you hypocrite.
Yeah. Come on.
You may have them fooled, but you hadn't got me there. He said he passed by me. He said, I saw them. I looked on them. Listen, thank God he came to us.
Yes.
He came to us. Aren't you glad God came where you were?
Amen.
I don't know where you was at. I was at a party on the New Year's Eve and God came to me.
Preach it.
I wasn't looking for him. I wasn't searching him. I wasn't trying to do right.
Amen.
I was hell bent. I was trying to do wrong.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he came where I was.
Amen.
And he looked on me.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, and what he saw.
Yeah.
What did he see? Well, we just read it.
Yes.
Our condition.
That's right.
Unloved. Unwanted. Unworthy. Naked. Filthy. He said that he came where we was. But then I like this. We're going to look back at verse number 6. I'm glad his grace comes to us, but then his grace commands us.
Amen.
He found that little baby laying in its blood with its navel uncut, unswaddled, unclean, unwashed, unsalted, unswallowed. And here's what he said. He said, I looked upon thee, behold, thy time was the time of love. And I spread my skirt over thee, covered thy nakedness. Yea, I swear unto thee, and entered a cup. Oh, I'm going to read the wrong verse. Ain't it? Verse number 6. He said, when I passed by thee and saw thee polluted, there we go, in thine own blood. Watch this. I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood.
Yeah.
Watch it.
Live.
Live. Yea, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live.
Amen.
Now I can tell you to live, and that's one thing. But when God looks on you and said, live, well, it's totally something else. It's kind of like Lazarus laying in that grave. And Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. And I'm telling you, when God says, live, there is life. Jesus said, I'm come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. You know what he's saying? Hey, you who are dead in your trespasses and sin, I want you to live a little bit. I want you to rise up from the mess that you're in. I want you to walk.
Amen.
And not be weary.
Amen.
And listen, we said, live.
Amen.
Live.
Amen.
Ephesians chapter number 2, verse number 1, the Bible does say, and you who were dead in trespasses and sin.
Yep.
All my mind, Brother Charles.
Amen.
I'm glad when he saved me, he commanded me to live.
Amen.
He didn't just say, okay, you're going to heaven when you die, now just waller in your mess.
Oh, yes.
No, he said, live.
Amen.
He said, live. I see people in such a condition that they're not living. They're existing. They're existing from one fix to the next, from one hookup to the next, from one relationship to the next, from one broken heart to the next. Jesus said, I want you to live. I want you to live. You know what live means? Live is vibrant. Live is vigorous, man. I'm telling you, live has got some to it.
Yeah.
Amen. Are you listening?
Amen.
Jesus said, I want you to live.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The way some of you are going, you want to die.
That's
right.
Yeah.
Amen.
You say, I don't really want to die. Your actions show it.
Yeah.
drink a bottle of booze and get behind the wheel of the car and tell me you're going to live.
Come on, preach. Amen.
Your action says you want to die.
Yeah.
Amen.
Brother Todd picks them up night after night after night after night. By the grace of God. They think Todd's the enemy. No, he's God's tool of grace. Get them to a spot where they can live one more day.
Amen.
Amen.
Y'all okay?
Yes,
sir. That ain't life. Cheating on your wife, cheating on your husband. That ain't life.
Amen.
Amen.
Living a life of secrecy.
Yes.
Oh, you got such a great life. Why you have it?
Amen.
This is so wonderful. Why you have it?
Amen.
Jesus said, live.
Amen.
I want you to live, little baby.
Amen.
I want you to die out here. I know your mama don't want you. I know your daddy don't want you, but I want you.
Yes.
Amen.
I want you to live.
Woo!
He came to us. He commanded us to live. He had compassion on us. He had compassion on us. Look with me at verse number 8. That's where I started a while ago. He said, when I passed by thee and looked upon thee, behold, thy time was the time of love. He said, I come by and I saw you. I just loved you. Greater love that no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his
friend.
He's, well, I come by and I saw you in your condition. I saw what anybody else passing by couldn't see. I didn't just see what you were, I saw what you could be. And I couldn't help but love you. And I had to tell you this morning, Jesus sees where you are, but he loves you where you are.
Amen.
You ain't got to clean up to come to him. You got to come to him to clean up. You can't do this thing on your own. Heard a preacher one time said a drunk man came to his door in the middle of the night wanting to get saved. He told him, he'd go sober up, God might save you. If not you get saved, you might sober up. That's bad theology right there. If I got to clean up to come to God, I'm in bad shape because I tried it.
Amen.
Amen.
Just come here.
Yeah.
My, my, my. That compassion. Compassion. What is compassion? It's care.
Amen.
And concern. He said, I'll take you just like you are. Just like you are.
Thank God.
I remember when Mother Todd's wife, she's at home with a sick baby this morning. I remember the day she was born. Had a little black nurse. Mom, you remember that nurse? She's about that tall. Little beautiful thing. And she was the catcher, I guess. She's the first one that had the baby. And that, I mean, man, she was, I'm talking about, she looked like a Smurf to me. She was blue. And put a little white hat on her head. Anyway, as soon as she got that baby, she didn't give her to Angie. She handed her to me. I said, what? She said, I ain't cleaning that up. She said, that's your baby. You clean her up. You know what I did? I laid her in that little warm basket thing we got. That little nurse began to give me some cloths that were warm and wet. I started watching that baby.
Baby.
Woo! Thank God.
So I begin to wash all that gook away.
Amen.
Oh, that's my baby.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm sorry, but that don't bother me, man. Something's wrong with me. Oh, my, my, my. He had compassion on us. Then he said, I spread my skirt over thee and covered thy nakedness. Wow. Came to us. He commanded us to live. He had compassion on us. But then he covered us with himself.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let me say that again. He covered us with himself.
Amen.
You know what he said? He said, man, I don't want nobody seeing your eyes. That ain't what I created you to be. Let me cover up that.
Amen.
Yes. I'm glad he passed by. He didn't leave me like a whale. God, he covered me with himself. I'm washed in his blood. Hey, somebody ought to shout hallelujah. If he had left you like you were, you wouldn't be here.
That's right.
Amen.
Somebody said you're preaching too long.
No, I ain't.
Covers with himself. I like this. He claimed us as his own.
Amen.
He claimed us as his own. You know what he said, Brother Jesse? Mom don't want you. Daddy don't want you. And the world don't want you. But I'll take you.
Amen.
I'll take you. You be my baby. I'll take you. You be my son. I'll take you. You be my daughter. I'll make you a part of my family. Hey, and I'll prove it by making you an heir.
Amen.
Join heir.
Amen.
You listening to me this morning?
Amen.
I'm not an heir much on this earth.
Amen.
Daddy's in heaven. He left nothing but bills. My mom, she leaves this world. She's telling me the other day how much she owed on her house. And I thought, ooh, I don't want that. Leave that to Pam. Amen. I'm not heir to a whole lot on this earth, but I'm an heir and a joint heir. Jesus, what I'm trying to tell you, this heaven is mine. All its glory is mine. All its splendor is mine. All its riches, all its wealth is mine. He cares for us. But then he claimed us of his own, as his own. And then in verse number 9, he said, I cleaned you up. I cleaned you up. I took you where you were. But I didn't leave you where you were.
Amen.
He said, I'll wash thee with water. Amen. If you look at verse number 9, he kind of repeated himself. And he said, hey, I washed you thoroughly.
Yeah.
I cleaned you good.
Yeah.
Remember how good it felt when you got saved.
Yeah.
You know what that was? It's clean.
Yeah.
Yes.
How good it feels to get a shower after you've sweated like a dog. During the hot summertime, we'll go over and ride them horses in that arena and that ground pen. And man, it gets so dusty. And you ladies, you can feel it on your neck, can't you, Brother Chris? I mean, you just feel it. Ain't no way I'd go home and get in the bed like that.
Hey.
I could, but Angie wouldn't get in there with me. And you smell like a horse and act like one, too. It's a good hot bath.
Amen.
It feels good when you're clean.
Yeah.
The Lord said, I found you where you was. I cleaned you up.
Amen.
I didn't just wipe you off. I thoroughly.
Yeah. Yeah.
What can wash away my sin?
It's
nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
He said, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white. Or white like snow, though they be red like crimson, they shall be as blue.
Amen.
I'm glad he cleaned me up.
Amen.
But you know what? It got dirty.
Amen.
Only need salvation one time, but I need cleaning up all over.
Amen.
Amen.
You don't got to go too many days without a bath, and we'll all know it.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's right.
I don't want to be gross or unkind, but I just can't hardly handle it. Get around somebody who don't bathe.
Yeah.
You smell it. You want a Febreze?
Yes.
And all that does is cover it up. And Jesus washes it away. Our wretched condition, His wonderful compassion. Brother Todd, we'll come with you. And then lastly, we see the wonderful change.
Amen.
A wonderful change. Listen, I talk about these ladies and our ladies' home all the time. And I would never, if I have, I apologize. I'd never do one thing to belittle. But make less of you. Anybody.
Amen.
But I see change.
Amen.
My favorite things as a pastor for 25 years has seen people come in the way they are and then see the change God makes in their life.
Amen.
Oh, what a change He has wrought.
Yes.
Since Jesus came into my life. Watch Him come in and sit there with an angel. Jesus. I see God begin to deal with her heart.
Yes.
Get saved. All of a sudden they got color in her face.
Yeah.
You know what it is? It's life.
Amen.
That's wonderful. We're no different than they are. They're no different than anybody else. We all need change. Verse number 10, He clothed them. Verse number 12, He crowned them. I got some stuff there, my Lord. Verse number 14, He changed. What they were, when He found them, totally different than what they were when He was finished with them.
Amen.
He's still working on me.
Amen.
Make me what I ought to be. But He just a week to make the moon and the stars, the sun, the earth, Jupiter and Mars. But how loving and patient He must be. Because He's still working on me. Let's stand to our feet this morning. Heads bowed.